Hi everyone, this is Sugar.
This is Spice.
And not so nice.
And welcome to our debrief of The Real Housewives of New York City, season 15, episode 3. So the ladies have finally made it to the Hamptons. All the women arrive at Erin's home. She finally made enough food to feed everyone.
Yeah, that looked really good.
Yeah, she had a nice little spread for everyone. Sai didn't complain. Even
No.
she actually said, "Where's the food?" She kept distracting herself with the food. So I think she learned from last season. She's making enough food now to keep
Yeah.
everybody happy.
Yeah.
Kind of keep
Especially when
down.
you know you have a friend like Sai who likes to eat. You know, it's
Yes,
all
no
about the food.
kidding.
I get it, right? Like if you're good friends, like you either tell them we're not making food, so make sure you come full if you're friends, or you make sure you have food, right?
Yeah,
I
exactly.
like the
I
food.
think the issue was last year is she wanted to do she had everyone over for food, but it was caviar.
Yeah,
So it's
fancy.
very high end, but it's not super filling.
Yeah. And most people
And
don't eat things like caviar. Like personally, I would not.
well,
You know,
she had
anything
good
like,
intentions because
yes,
they were all
I get
going
it.
for dinner afterwards, but in the middle of the day, like they had the breakfast and then they had caviar, but then Sai just wanted more. So I
Yeah.
think she ended up just ordering something, which I don't think there's anything wrong with.
Yeah.
But yeah, I kind of forget the whole drama with that. But like I thought it was really cool. She had some sort of company come in and do caviar tastings. And it wasn't just like a little tin of caviar for six women. It was a ton of caviar. Like it was like ooh la la, that little tasting that they had for sure. And she renovated her house. But to be honest,
Beautiful house on the outside, very beautiful house. So.
but it really wasn't renovated like that much. She made me
No,
think
it
like
wasn't.
they totally gutted everything. Like they moved the kitchen from this room to this room. Really, all they did was change the countertops
Yeah,
and
it
like
looks like
faucet.
resurface. That's it.
Yeah, she made it a little bit of a bigger deal in her in
Yeah.
my mind talking about it, but really wasn't that big of a. I mean, it does add a little something nice to the place, but I didn't think it was a huge
Just
deal. Or
very little.
am I
Yeah.
just a bitch? What do you guys think?
No, I agree 100%. It was very little. Like the main thing was the countertops. The rest basically was the same.
I really think it was just the countertops because
Yeah.
the cabinets look the same, I think.
Yeah, so does the faucet. The sink, you could see the difference, the sink, okay, but that's it. And it was just the sink.
But when you
That's
talk
not
about
a major,
renovation, you
like
think about
major
a big
renovation.
reveal, you know,
Yeah.
you think of a big reveal, and yeah, that was just kind of a wah
Yeah. Yeah. I
wah.
was trying to look. I fucking froze it. I was like wanting to see what the big difference was. The only thing I could see was the fucking marble lining.
No, I really think all she did was change the countertops.
Yeah, that's
But
it.
she made it sound like she gutted it, like took the
Yeah.
kitchen from here, moved it into the living room,
Yeah.
the
Changed
living room
position of
there
everything.
to
Nothing
there.
was changed.
No new island. No, it was really just the countertops changed. So,
Yeah.
but it does look nice. I will give.
Absolutely.
Yeah, beautiful.
So
And the one thing, I don't know if that was there before because they didn't capture that part in the side-by-side shot of year and this year, like before and after, was the wine cooler as they entered to the left. Did you see the wine cooler, the stand-up, like
I
the
know, but
regular
that's just an
size?
appliance, right?
Yeah, I guess. So I don't know if that was done not there, and that was something she did that was big, but I think they would have highlighted it if that was part of it, right?
You know
Because they
what?
kind
Not
of
so nice.
avoided
Let's give it to her. Okay, she added in
it.
the wine cooler too.
Yeah,
Okay.
but it's a beautiful
Cabinet.
kitchen
Not cabinets.
before and
Countertops.
after.
Countertops and wine cooler. Yeah, I think it
Yeah,
looked nice before as well, to be
before and
honest.
after, both beautiful.
Yeah. So they all made it using different modes of transportation. Some people flew. Erin was already there. The rest of the women drove. But there was a little bit of a tiff. And it was as soon as the women arrived, Erin had something to say about it too. So I guess Raquel gets really car sick. So Sai and Uba had invited her to go drive down with them. And you guys let me know if you think this is weird. I think it's weird. But Raquel said, okay, no, you know what? I'm happy to go with you guys, but I'd like to drive because but she said it in a really weird way that was confusing to everyone because I get really car sick. And she said, oh yeah, you know, there's lots of room. I'm driving. Uba will be with me, da 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 da. And then just kind of goes blank. So what Raquel was saying was she wanted to drive Sai's brand new, like over $100,000
Yeah.
car, which
And she
I
doesn't
would
even know her.
never, never, brand new car, so expensive, let someone else drive it. It's not like it's a quick trip, it's a 2-hour trip, right? I thought that was kind of a weird thing.
But I have to say, if it's somebody who you know well and you know their driving habits, and like somebody like, I mean, that you know, like your family or whatever, best friend who you know how they're a good driver, and it's like, yeah, sure, why not? But she doesn't know her very well, so it makes absolutely no fucking sense
Yeah,
that
they
she
don't
would
have that
allow
relationship.
her to drive that. You know what I mean? Who the fuck are you? Back it up. But
Yeah, I would never ask to drive somebody else's car. Like anybody's, even their shit box. I don't give a shit. I would make my own way there if I knew I was car sick, but I wouldn't say, let me drive your car. I wouldn't do that. That's just me though. I wouldn't do that. I don't care whose car it is. I wouldn't say, let me drive your car. It puts that other person on the spot right away, like to make, a kind of a weird decision. If, because people have like maybe not that they're possessive of their cars, but they got particular things like they want to do. Like I don't know. It's like let me borrow the towel from your bathroom for a sec while I close the door. It's like, what are you gonna do in there? I don't know. Like leave it. Like leave me alone. I don't know. It's weird.
have to say, sorry, I'm just gonna throw this in there, that I have, like, because sometimes I don't like you know me, Spice, and you do too, Sugar. I don't like to drive to some places that I don't know. If I know where I'm going, no fucking problem. But there's some places that are further out that you need to fucking take this highway, merge onto that fucking number and this and that. I don't fucking like it. And you know, Spice, in the past, I have said to you, because I needed somebody to go with me and hold my hand, and I've said to you, you can drive my car.
Baby,
And you're
you
like,
can drive my car. Like my
and you're
singing?
like, no, I'll drive my car. And I'm like, no,
Exactly.
drive
I'll
my
drive my
car.
car.
And you're
Yeah,
like,
but you know
no.
what?
And
You
so,
offered. I didn't offer it to you to say, you know what? I want to drive. I'll drive your car. You know what? You've done that, and that's nice. I do
that's
that
because I
too.
trust your driving,
Absolutely.
right?
And
And the same
I
with Sugar. And you guys are both two very different styles of driving. But I would trust either one of you in that type of situation, right?
Okay, now comes the
Meaning that if
curious
I had a
question.
really
Now,
nice car
okay.
that was an expensive car, of course I'd let you take it for a fucking spin, right? But if it was a nice drive that I was comfortable with, I'd say, well, okay, I'll do a bit, you do a bit.
Yeah, I know,
And
but I wouldn't
now,
sit there. Sorry, I just wanted to say, what's our two styles of driving? That's what I'm curious
that's
about.
what I'm curious about too.
this is just my opinion. You're both very good drivers, right? I'm a very cautious, I feel, knock on wood, I feel that I am a very cautious, confident, quite assertive driver. Some might say aggressive. I don't think I'm aggressive, but assertive. Like, I feel confident when I make a move, and I don't try to piss somebody off to get fucking tailgated because there's too many fucking people in this world that are crazy now, right? Because I did that once. The last time I did that, where I fucking somebody pissed me off, and I was like, yeah, fuck you, right? And anyways, I didn't think at the time, because this was the first time in under this kind of circumstance that this happened to me, and I just reacted the way I normally would. Anyways, the person followed me off the highway and kept following me, and I didn't obviously want to go home. But the biggest fucking fear to me at the moment that, I've decided, yeah, fuck you, right? And I did my own thing. It wasn't anything dangerous that I could have gotten into an accident for, but it was just like, fuck off, right? But then I realized as soon as I had done that, and then she reacted because it was a girl. I had a ba my ba my new baby in the car. So that was the first time after having my baby that I kind of responded the way I normally would have, and again, not always, aggressively, but very assertively. And that was the last time that I did it like that. And never again did I take chances like where then somebody might actually take action back at me, right?
That's a good story, but you still didn't answer the
Yeah,
question.
you didn't
Oh,
answer
so
the question.
anyways,
Stay on topic.
so sugar is a very calm, follow the rules. Like, I think you drive quite nicely. You don't hit the speed, you know what I mean? You stay at the correct speed all the time. You do your checks all nicely, right? Good driver, cautious, right? And on top of that, adventurous, because you fucking go out into the boonies and fucking locate a place with fucking Google Maps. It's like, what the fuck? I would never do that. You'll do it by yourself. You've done it.
Well, I have
And
to say, actually, I do like driving out into the boonies. I think once you get out of the city and you're driving in these different places, like the place where I go to pick berries in the summer, I love driving out there.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it. You're just on a road, no one's around you. It's fantastic.
Yeah, see, I watch too many murder mysteries. I'm always thinking that someone's gonna kill you and
Yeah,
the
I don't
person's
like,
not
it's
good.
like, what if something happens, you get stuck out there in the middle of no fucking nowhere? What the fuck is gonna, what are you gonna do, right? No, so I don't. And then Spice is more like, meow, meow. Like she'll go in and out more like me. Cautiously. But so a little bit more assertive as I feel I am, right? But Sugar is very relaxed about it, right? Which is good. And as is Spices. And I think I have a combo of the two.
I think that's spot on. I haven't, oh, I've driven with Spice a couple of times, but just short distances. But yeah, for myself, yeah, I feel like that's what I am. I'm very calm when I drive.
And
No comment.
Spices has.
No comment.
So I'm more like Spice, but we both have the sugar in us, which we're cautious about what how we're doing it, right? But quite assertive.
Okay, I'll agree with that. Yeah, I think that's a good
That's what I thought. So hopefully I
observation.
explained myself
Yeah.
correctly. But you guys speak not so nice language, so
No,
or you understand not so nice language, right?
I think that's a good observation, actually.
Thank you.
Yeah, but no, and I agree with you both 100%. It's one thing to offer to someone else to drive your car. But then it's kind of weird to be like, hey, let's all go on a group trip, but I'm gonna drive Spice's car.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like, I don't know, it's kind of weird. Or just offer everyone else to come in your car, or just be like, yeah, no, I get so car sick. I'm just gonna take myself and then take my time.
And again, back to like trusting somebody and letting them, drive a car that's expensive or like hard to drive, so to speak. Like I remember, like my brother when I was younger, he bought a guy's car, a Camaro, right?
Yeah.
And he it was a beautiful car, and he's like, you want to drive it? And I'm like, no, I don't think so. He's like, yeah, you can do it. I know you can do it, right? And so I tell you, my leg was shaking the whole fucking time, because if you didn't give it enough gas, you'd fucking stall, which is not good for it. And if you gave it a little too much, you fucking bolted. And like people could hear you coming. And it was the funniest thing, because I remember, people hear this car, and like guys or girls are looking, thinking, oh, who's the guy driving this car? And they see a girl and they're like, what the fuck? And guys are thinking, oh yeah, who's, like, look at this guy driving. And then they see a little girl in there driving. It was kind of a funny reaction, right? But having said that, like, not everybody will trust even their own family members with their cars, but they will, like, if they trust their driving and stuff, right? Their style.
But you know what? When it's a brand new car, it's like, it's a brand new car. It's super expensive. Maybe down the road she'll let other people drive it. But like for right now, it's her little baby, right? Let her enjoy it. I'll drive your car, okay? Hours. Don't worry, I just get a little car sick.
Imagine that. As soon as she said car sick, I'd think, what the fuck? I don't want you in my car
Actually,
if it's an
never mind.
expensive
We
one.
won't go
Even if
together.
they're in the front, they might still puke all over the place. It
But then also,
could
here's
still
the thing.
happen.
If she gets car sick, why didn't she just take the helicopter with the other girls?
I got another fucking story. You want to hear another fun, funny story?
Okay.
Okay. This is why you don't want somebody who gets car sick in your car if they really get car sick, because the front will not sit. Well, no, okay, maybe this is a different story. Forget it. That's okay.
You
It's
can't
not
tell
a car
me like
sick
that.
story.
You gotta say the story now.
Yeah, but it's not really a car sick story. It's too much drinking story.
We
And then
already
puking
started
out of
it.
car.
We
Yeah,
already
okay,
started
so
it.
all right, whatever. Okay. But it's not car sick, so it doesn't really relate to it. But it does confirm that it doesn't work. No, actually, again, wrong thing. But anyways, okay, so yeah, one time I had a couple extra drinks, and I guess I didn't like the food. It was not a food that I had eaten before, and nor have I eaten since. So anyways, and so I ate this food and I drank too much. And then next thing you know, we were going for a ride. My friend was driving and I was sitting in the front seat. And my other two friends were in the back seat. And I could tell I was gonna get sick. So I quietly rolled out the window and I started to up-chug. My friend in the
Can
back.
I just interrupt you? She thinks upchuck is a nicer way of saying she puked her fucking guts out. That's what she's thinking.
I know
Why?
upchuck. I
Isn't
was
that
going to
something that
comment on
people know?
upchuck too.
Oh, you
Yeah.
didn't know what it meant?
I know what upchuck means, but I feel like you're
Doesn't
trying
that
to
mean
say
that?
it in a nice way.
Yeah,
Is
nice.
that a
Yeah.
nicer way than saying I barfed, I threw up?
Yeah.
But upchuck
Yeah.
on a
So,
few
isn't a
numbers,
nice word?
it's not.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay. So I puked. I barfed quietly out the window without saying a word to anybody.
I really
And
delicately just puked my
I
guts
just
out
tried to
quietly
quietly
out the
just whoop.
window.
Because obviously I made no sound. So it was like stealth, right? So my friend in the back, she's like, can you roll up the window? It's starting to rain.
Oh, gross.
Good story. Good
Oh,
one.
there's a couple like that in my life, but anyways,
I've had a
yeah, I
couple
shouldn't have
of
said that.
I've never done it in a car, but I've had a few people throw up in the car, and it's always a interesting one for sure, for sure. But anyway, so right after, Sai's pretty happy. She's been fed, but Bryn goes over into another room, and somehow Sai comes over, and they lock them in together. Okay, you guys have to talk. You have to talk. Da 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 da.
Erin wanted to stay. Did you see her look?
Oh yeah, she wanted. Well, that's why I say they had a private, quote unquote, private conversation. It really wasn't a private conversation. Everyone was involved. Jenna ended up coming over later. And really, the outcome of this conversation, it sounds like everyone had said that Sai, didn't like Jenna. was talking about her XYZ, all these different things. It was not just Brynn, but she's just holding on to Brynn. Brynn said this, and I can't believe Brynn, and da 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 da. And Brynn, this conversation, it was just going in loops and loops and loops. And Brynn admitted to it. She's like, yeah, you said it, and I said it to Jenna, but other people did too. And even Jenna said, it wasn't just Brynn. Brynn wasn't the only one who said this. She didn't start this. This anger you have towards her, it just doesn't make sense. And that's really what I got from that conversation. Like, it was a bit too much. I mean, yes, Brynn said it, but so did 70 other people. So why is Brynn taking all the blame for this? What did you guys think of this conversation? Like, it just kept looping.
You want to go
I
first,
thought,
Spice?
go ahead. Yeah, sure. I'll go first. I just thought, yeah, it was kind of boring anyways, going back and forth. But then for me, it was Brynn's body language. She was like in the couch going, yeah. She talks. She's just like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Like, she's like so not into it. I don't know. Like, what the hell? Like, fight about your, or if you want to make a stance, I can see how Sai would say, not that she was, what was the term that she used for her? I should have wrote it down. She
Condescending?
condescending, yeah, because she did seem
She
condescending.
was. She was
Yeah, totally.
condescending, 100%. I'm
Yeah, so
sorry,
like,
Brynn's like fucked up. Like Brynn's a fucking. She's like, and she thinks she can do. I don't know. She
whatever
thinks
she
she can
wants.
not be touched. Yeah, just the way she's fucking sitting on that fucking couch, like as if, yeah, tell me whatever. You know what I mean? Like, fuck off. Show some respect to you. She's a shit stirrer. I'm t like totally on Sai's side about this. I think that Brynn did say it, and yeah, the point is to me that Brynn said it. Doesn't matter how many other fucking people said it. This is that core group. So Brynn saying it and only admitting to it after, and Jen backtracked, and Jen pissed me off on how she backtracked. Well, I didn't say her. She fucking straight up said her. It's either her or Jessel. Because she's like this one, and she did her eyes towards the left, and they showed both of them. So it's either Jessel, whatever the fuck it is, or Brynn. And I'm banking on it being Brynn. I think Brynn's an idiot. She acts like I don't know. She's just fucking ridiculous. Like she's just annoying. Like, and I'm totally on side on this. My opinion.
For me, I'm more on Brynn's side. Like, I think other people were saying it. Brynn had just repeated it, and it's really not a big deal, especially since now Sai and Jenna are cool now. So it really doesn't matter. It's kind of just sweep it under the rug. But I think what Spice brought up is really interesting. You were commenting on her body language. And I noticed this in, I think it was the last episode, her with Aaron. And this is her in a lot of her arguments where she really does not give a fuck about any of these conversations. Regardless whether it's her fault or not. In this case, I really don't think it's her fault or anything like th that they should even be fighting about. But it's almost like she's not very caring towards other people's feelings. I don't know if she truly means to do that, or if that's like a self-defense kind of thing. But her body language, she would be really difficult to have a conversation like this with. And then again, once they ended the conversation, like they didn't really make any progress. But then she went over and was like, well, I'm gonna give you a hug now. Oh, da 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 da, and acted all cute at the end. I think that's what she does in a lot of her conflicts. So she'll kind of shut down with the body language, not into it, and then she'll just kind of do something cute at the end and be like, "Oh, you're not mad at me. Come on."
Yeah, I agree with what you just said about her. And I mean, I know, she's got her issues, right? And I know Sai really, they're friends, right? Like she, you know what I mean?
Oh, they are friends. Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely.
So, but anyways, Bryn's an idiot sometimes. But I agree with Sai on this one.
All right, very shortly after, Jenna hands out her gifts. What did you think of Jessel's gift?
I loved it.
Yeah, I liked it.
In the Balenciaga bag, I loved it.
Yeah.
You see her eyes fucking pop out like, Jenna bought me Balenciaga and everyone else just got lingerie. Ha ha ha. And did you see her face drop when she saw the Christmas tree? And then here's the kicker. Then she goes, is this really my gift? I didn't get lingerie.
Just such a, anyways, that was a good one.
Was a really good one.
I thought it was going to be something nice, like to make up for what how she responded, but really that was perfect for how she reacted.
For how she reacted. Yeah, exactly. And I like that she even had like a she made a little dig at her too. She's like, last year, I made a lot of fun of you for mixing all of your designers, right? So here you go to make up for it. And she pulls out the Balenciaga bag, like, oh, like she was shaking with joy. Pulls it out. It's a Christmas tree because she like made fun of that gift she brought last year so hard. I thought that was like so awesome. But Jenna always on all the trips and even on dinners and stuff like that or little parties, she's a great gift giver.
Yeah, she always gives gifts. She gives big gifts. But remember, they have complained in past that it's for advertising and marketing, right?
So quite a few times, and then
Her
she's
own
actually
stuff,
come.
plus other people's stuff.
She's actually like said to them, like, like I curated this, like this is stuff that I bought, like I purchased myself. It's from my favorite. There was one time where it's like, oh, this is all my favorite, like female created XYZ. And she's like, I think they talked about it on the reunion. And she's like, I don't see anything wrong with, advertising that onto the show. I think it's a great
Yeah, of
way
course. Why not?
to get all these fantastic artists, they're female, they're this, they're that, they're wonderful people to get them exposure onto the show. And then a lot of the times, there was one time, I think it was when they went on that trip to the Caribbean that they were complaining about, and she was, I promise you guys, this is just something, nice that I put. And then at the very bottom, it was something that was a collaboration. So the big
Yeah.
issue was a lot of the times there would be a piece that she had collaborated on with someone else.
Nothing wrong with that. Why can't she make a buck?
That though, and you know what? She's also sharing it with them too.
Yeah,
It's not like,
exactly.
hey, put this on your Instagram.
Yeah.
It's, hey, I'm bringing this for you. If you
Yeah.
want to wear it, great. If you want to just bring it home, re-gift it, whatever, you do
She's
whatever.
not saying, show it on Instagram or do it like as if, but if you really like it and you're a friend and you're gonna say, yeah, look at this. This is what I got from my friend Jen, blah, 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 right?
You don't even have to. It's just wear it and enjoy it and be appreciative that, she gave you a
Exactly.
gift. And it's something, it's not like she's like a mass producer and she's
Yeah.
this and that and ripping off other
Yeah.
people's styles.
Yeah.
She's Jenna fucking Leons, right? So she creates everything, she
Yeah.
curates it. It's really like it's a very special piece, any and she's your friend too. So like that's something you should be like, oh. Very like if she gifted me something like that, a little gift bag of all these different things, like I'd be like, oh my God, like
Yes,
my pants,
100%. Me too.
thank you.
I'd love it.
Right? Dinner. Okay, so they all go for dinner.
We just make a comment? Can I just make a comment before we go on to dinner? You guys kind of blew over the story, and for me, that was like a big piece of them when they were talking, was when Rebecca Minkoff brought up the vagina, the Diva Cup.
I forgot
Brought up
about
the
that.
what?
Yeah, she gifted Diva Cups and vibrators. They did
But the
this.
D but when she talked about the Diva Cup and then she had it, and then when she coughed and then it came shooting out of her. Do you guys remember that?
Okay. Yeah, I
I do
remember
remember that.
hearing that. Yeah.
I
That
was
was
like,
the new one.
yes. Yeah, I was like mortified. I was but
Yeah.
anyways, okay, maybe we'll forget about that and move
I'm
on
gonna be
because
honest, I've never tried a Diva Cup and I never intend on doing it.
yeah.
Could you imagine you? Because what if you? I only really wear pads. And the reason is because it's just cleaner. You know, like if I'm at home, easy. Okay, whatever. If I go out, okay, well, I just wear something that covers so I don't have VPL. But if I have to go to a washroom, then I don't have to take my Diva cup out, go wash it in the public sink, and then put it back in. Like, I don't understand them. And then if I'm at home, why would I need to wear a Diva cup? I can just be comfortable. I never plan on wearing one. Never, never, never.
I'll be honest. I'll be honest. I've never fucking heard of that. I'm sorry. What fucking world am I living in?
Do you know what a
You're supposed to.
menstrual cup is?
A what?
Menstrual cup. I'm going to
No.
do a demonstration for
No,
you.
no, 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 no. I can imagine. I can already imagine without any fucking demonstration.
It goes like that.
Menstrual cup. Yeah. What the
And it
fuck is
catches.
that? Is it kind of like, so basically it's kind of like the thing that you don't really want and is really uncomfortable if you're in a hospital.
What? Now I'm confused.
Like a decath is what's it called? A decatheter?
Catheter,
Oh,
no,
catheter.
it's not a catheter.
It's
It's
not a
not.
catheter. It's a silicone cup.
Okay, anyways, too
Silicone
much info.
cup.
I don't really give a shit. I don't do it. I use, yeah. Pad or yeah,
It
no,
goes
I
like this.
would.
There's a little thing on the bottom, and you go like this. It goes inside you. It catches all your menstrual flow, and then you can pull it out. But when you pull it out,
Jesus.
I imagine it all just
Ew.
flies
Ew.
everywhere.
Ew.
Do you know? And that, but then the thing is here's the issue with them. You take it out, but you have to wash it before you put it back in. So say you go
That's
to the
nasty.
bathroom in a
Sorry.
public
In a
place.
public place.
You
Like,
have to
what
take
the
it
fuck?
out, and then you have to go to the stall and wash it and then put it back in. Like, I don't
Holy
understand
shit.
why
No,
you would ever
I
need
never heard of
that.
that. Wow.
It's reusable. Yeah.
Well, good to know.
So I don't know
Something
if there's
that I'll
any
never.
fans of menstrual cups out there, but it's honestly something that I'm not interested in.
No,
Honestly,
neither.
the thought of using it freaks me out. And apparently, if you cough, it'll just fly out anywhere. It must make a mess.
Imagine that with everything coming out of it.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. Ugh. No, not for me.
Anyways,
Anyways,
I totally forgot about that. It just went like this because
that I've
I
seen
heard
like
it, and whenever I hear about those, I'm like, ooh, I'm not even
I've
really
never heard
like
of
that
those.
about most things. I'm pretty open with most stuff, but a menstrual cup is like, bleh, oh, no.
Well, there was that, and then there was the also, because the other thing that kind of stuck with that episode was at the beginning with Uba talking about her man's beautiful feet and how they didn't stink and they
Ew,
didn't smell.
yeah.
That was disgusting too. So those are
Yeah,
two
I
kind
didn't
of
like
really
that either.
disgusting things these people talked about. So
Yeah.
anyways, we'll move on from that. I won't talk about disgusting stuff
Yeah,
anymore.
now you
Maybe
reminded me of
Uba's
that, which I would have
boyfriend,
preferred to forget.
we could enlist him in our foot fetish OnlyFans. You smell really nice. If you could be here, like roses, maybe he'll be interested. Send him an email. But anyway, moving on to dinner. So who was it? Jessel arrives. She's literally like naked.
Yeah.
She's wearing like a Skims bodysuit under like a like a crochet. It wasn't crocheted, it was like a sequin dress. So I do have like a see-through dress that I wear, but I wear like a little it's actually not so nice as little like Spanx dress underneath,
A
like a
nude,
slip,
nude.
and it's nude. So I wear that and
It's
I wear
reversible, nude on one side, black on the other.
exactly,
You still
exactly.
have it, don't you?
I do, but I
I
actually because I like to wear it with
Yeah.
the that dress I have. But
Yeah,
I
yeah,
actually
yeah.
recently bought one with shorts, so I'm gonna try that next summer. But no, I, like she must have felt like ooh, like naked at dinner. I don't
Well, you
know.
could tell she was so uncomfortable in just her walking. Now, my thing is, if I were ever to put something on and feel that fucking uncomfortable, I'd take it off and put something else on. And there's no way in fucking hell that she wouldn't have something that would be equally, like, that would be appropriate wherever they're fucking going. I mean, she'd have to be an idiot to not have other backup clothes. End of
You
story.
know
This
what?
is what.
They all looked really weird going into that restaurant. And I'm not to say that they didn't look nice, because some of them really were dressed nice, like Ubo was dressed nice, and like there were good outfits. But the thing is when they, to me, the shocking part was when they panned, or when they walked in and the cameraman panned the people that were sitting in the restaurant. These were like normal people having dinner, and then all of a sudden you've got va va voom, everybody walking in, and it's just like the stark contrast. Like, this is Sag Harbor. It's not New York. You know what I mean? Like, you're not like
Like
in
dress
Manhattan.
appropriately, appropriately for wherever the fuck you are, right?
It just looked like really contrasting.
I caught that too, Spice, and I think that was the editors being like, this is a casual restaurant. This is what our cast is wearing to it. But I agree with you, not so nice too, that Jessel looked super uncomfortable. As cool as the dress could have been and whatever, it's never like, no matter what you're wearing, like if you're wearing the most beautiful piece, the most expensive piece, the most this, the most that, if you're literally naked and dipped in gold, it doesn't matter unless you look comfortable. If you're confident and you're comfortable, you can pull anything off. But if you're not, there's no point, really.
And you need to know what your com like what
Your
I
comfort
don't know, like
level
what
is.
your comfort level is to pull that off, right? So yeah, just really stupid on her part, like to just, you put it on, you see that, like take it the fuck off and put something else on, you idiot.
No, I agree. At the table, we learn a little bit about Raquel and her fiance. The kind of love story and how she got proposed to, which I thought was a really really sweet little piece they added in. But it kind of got a little bit overshadowed, because as soon as she finished that story, Rebecca Minkoff started talking, and it was almost like, do you know, like when we all came out of COVID and you start interacting with people again and you just start saying weird shit, and it's like, oh my God, why am I like, am I socially awkward? What the fuck? You're just like word vomiting to people and oversharing. That's kind of what it felt like. It was just like she just kind of kept saying a little bit too much. I think we learned a little too much about Rebecca Minkoff there, and how she moved to New York and found a guy and tried to stay with him, and then this happened and that happened, and then da 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 da, and then, oh, I lost my virginity to him, and oh yeah, don't worry, but I still have the bed, don't worry.
Yeah, we don't want to hate them.
That was pretty weird.
Different lifestyles,
What did you guys think? I think that was like that was the only thing I can relate it to, is like, oh my God, when you come out of COVID and you haven't like talked to someone in forever, and you start saying
Just saying
something.
everything.
Word vomiting. And yeah, and it was like, I think once she opened up that bottle, she couldn't stop. And I think that was the problem.
I thought that was just kind of bizarre. Like, it was just that she didn't really get the social cue from everyone else at the table. She just kept going with it. It was funny. Oh well. Uba kind of ends this episode, and she kind of goes into two scenes. So after dinner at the house, she kind of gathers. I think it was Aaron and maybe Jessel it was. And then Brynn comes down and kind of catches them all talking. She's like, what are you guys talking about? They're like, oh, we're talking about you. She's like, oh, I love that. Okay. And then, Brynn feels that her and Sai made some progress, but Uba is like, no, she didn't feel like she was being heard by you, da 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 da. So Uba gets a little bit involved. And then, you know what I thought was really funny in this scene? They kind of start going off on each other, raising their voices a little bit. And Uba says, this is over. And Brynn goes, no, it's not over. And she goes, this is over. You're going to bed, or Jenna will leave. And the camera goes to Brynn's face, and Brynn just kind of goes, and that's how the scene ended. I thought that was so funny because she loves Jenna so
Yeah,
much.
she does.
The thought of, and she knows that because if it is too loud, last season Jenna did leave.
She did, yeah.
And because she's got a house like really close
Yeah.
by, right? So, and Jenna's not Jenna, Brynn's face just in that second, I thought it was like, oh, that could have been like a little comedy, that could have been a little meme or something like that. This is over. Jenna leaves. Oh, no, please don't take away Jenna. But you know what? It's like the same kind of thing with these ladies. Next morning, the two of them go at it again at breakfast. I don't know how it started, or you know, I kind of glazed over that, but what I kind of took away from this, you know, they kept kind of going at each other.
You're talking about Uba, right?
Uba, yeah.
Uba and Brynn.
Uba and Brynn, and Uba starts swearing, and Brynn's like, "We don't do that here. Don't swear. We can have a conversation, but you can't swear at me." Da 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 da. And they get a little bit more and more intense, and then Sai goes, "Pineapple," or what was the word? What was the safe word?
I think it was pineapple. I think it was pineapple. I'm not positive, but yeah, it was like a safe word and it
Pineapple.
just shut it the fuck down. So, you know, again, like you can see that Sai, you know, she's got that friendship with Brynn, right? And so as much as she'll get pissed off with her for, you know, certain behavior that she does, she still wants to protect her because she knows, you know, that she's got issues, right?
Yeah, the safe word stopped Uba.
Oh, sorry, Uba.
Yeah. That
Okay,
shut
Uba and
Uba
Brynn.
down.
Yeah.
Uba stop. Bryn didn't know about the safe word.
Yeah,
Yeah,
no, she
that's
didn't know
right.
about the
That's
same word.
right.
Sorry. Yeah, I couldn't remember who shut up first, but yeah, it was Uba. Yeah. So, yeah,
I
that was
just think my
interesting.
opinion of the whole thing is I don't think Uba should have even gotten inserted herself from what I saw. And again, this is the first time of me watching the New York Housewives, but I like she shouldn't have brought it up. Like if they were having a good moment, then they can maybe talk about it later or whatever. But then this no good can come of this. You know, when you bring something like that up in a conversation, I'm not saying she was doing it to be mean or anything, but she just really inserted herself, and then she couldn't spiral out of it, and then she was getting angry about it too. And Brynn, of course, and maybe that's where her condescendingness comes in, is because she's just like, well, what do you mean? We're over this, and you know, you're swearing, and you gotta like just her tone of voice, like, because that would set me off too. Like to be honest, like that would totally set me
No, me
off
too.
because it's kind of her nonchalant attitude towards, I guess maybe that's what it is. And but in order for Uba to avoid something like that, she shouldn't have brought anything up. That's all I think.
No, I agree with you, Spice. I don't really think it was Uba's place to kind of get involved. And like I get it, sometimes it's you're rooming with Sai, you're hearing it from her, you know, and sometimes, you know, you get a little bit gossipy or on a girl's trip, it just happens. But I mean, to like keep bringing it up to Brynn and then getting upset about it and this and that, you know, you really are inserting yourself into the situation.
But I think that she's doing that because she knows that Sai's not happy with the outcome of it, right? And Brynn thinks it's all good. They hugged, whatever. You know what I
But you
mean?
know what? It's between Brynn and Sai, not between Uba
Yeah,
and
it's
Brynn. That's the
yeah.
way I see it. You know, like what Uba could have done is said, "Hey, you know what, Sai? She's seeing it differently. You guys need to talk, or you know, you got to figure this out, whatever it is." But not for her to bring that up in front of a group, because then Brynn's reaction—not that I, again, to say not that I agree with it, because she's just fucking weird—but yeah, it didn't. Uba looked like the crazy person in the end. That's what happened, right?
Exactly. Yes. She probably did have good intentions. Like Uba is a super nice
Yeah,
girl,
she is.
but yeah, it just the way that it translated, it wasn't good for her. Anything else?
No, not for me.
Besides feet and Diva Cups, no, I'm good.
Ah, learn
Nice.
something new today.
Yeah, there you go. You know what a menstrual cup is. I bet
Gross.
you wish you didn't know what it was.
Yeah, I do. I do wish that, especially now that you said it again. So let's re refrain from
Would
saying that
you
in
like the
future.
demonstration again?
No, thank you. Looking away.
Anyway, so we're not quite finished here. We still have our golden question. And I wrote this one, but I actually thought of the second one as we started talking. So after we get through this one, I'll tell you guys the second one. But our first golden question is, what gift, like Jenna, we're gonna channel our inner Jenna right now. What gift would you bring to all the ladies if you're going out on a trip like this?
I'll go first. Personally, I wouldn't give anybody lingerie. Like, I mean, it was nice
Yeah.
that they all got it, but who knows what size you are? Like, oh my God, like there's just so many things that go into buying lingerie. So I wouldn't buy them lingerie. Let's get that off the bat. You know what I'd buy? Something simple like a fucking candle, because all rich people like candles for some reason. They go on trips and then they buy each other candles and they're really excited. So I'd buy candles.
That's a good one. What about you, not so nice?
I don't know.
Okay, I'll go first then. You
Yeah,
know
go.
what I would buy them all? Noise canceling headphones.
Right.
Yeah, good one. I don't know. Like, 'cause like I don't like to like when if I do buy somebody something, I don't like because they do it in a group and everybody gets the same thing. Like I like more personal, so it would depend on everybody. And so to try and think of something for
Okay,
everybody right now.
pick your favorite housewife from this cast and gift them something.
Favorite housewife from this cast.
We'll bend the rules for you, okay, for this golden question.
Don't know. I don't know. You know, like, I mean, I like a few of them, right? And some of them have
Just
their
pick
quirks, you
one.
know.
Whoever you think. Come on, give them something. You don't really have to give it to them.
Sigh.
Okay, what would you give Sai? A plate of your homemade pasta.
Yeah, she likes to eat. I fucking feed her. She'll love my cooking.
There you
There you
go.
go. My cooking and my baking.
There you go. All right, you've got your gift. Okay, the second golden question is, so like Bryn, her safe word was shut up or Jenna's going home. That shut her right up. Uba's safe word was pineapple. What? Let's all come up with a safe word right now, okay? Mine is menstrual cup.
Mine's wine. Wine. That'll shut me up.
Wine.
Idiot. We'll go with idiot.
You want idiot? Okay. There you go.
We'll go with pasta. Pasta.
Pasta.
Pasta for you. Pasta for me. Pasta, you leaving me alone.
It's gonna be, hey,
That's more
who's
fun than
that
idiot.
breaking the pasta over there? Who's breaking the spaghetti noodles?
Don't break the spaghetti. That's it.
Right. Well, great job, ladies. That was sugar.
This is spice.
And not so nice.
And thank you for watching our Reel on the Reel.
Ciao for now.